Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Oh, hello, Chris. Now, you've got a very special guest who's joining us. I'm a bit excited about this.
Yes, it's a friend, Aidan. And Aidan, I think, has a wonderful little story about someone he ran into in America.
Aidan's on the line. Hello, Aidan. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Daryl. Lovely to be here.
Hello, Aidan.
Hello to Roxy.
One of my oldest, dearest friends who we hardly ever see each other now, but so great to have you on the radio with us, Aidan.
Thanks, Roxy. It's fabulous to be there with you.
Yeah, hi, Aidan. Great you can join us today.
Thanks, Chris. So I have a little story, Roxy. It goes back to our Deakin days, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
So what was happening was I was doing my PhD at Deakin and I was about to go overseas to do some research in Washington and then some more research in London before going to the Strategic Institute in Delhi. And a couple of days before I was leaving, I was chatting to, I think, a mutual friend of ours, Jenny, that used to work admin in the SAC office.
Yeah, Jen.
And I was saying, look, I'm off to America. I'd bought a round-the-world ticket to get to India, and I was leaving on that weekend. And Jenny said to me, wow, our friend Alan is travelling in America at the moment. Maybe you'll meet him. And I thought to myself, you have got to be kidding. How could I possibly meet Alan in a country with 120 million people when I had no idea where he was going to be?
And you didn't know what he looked like, I believe.
No, I had no idea. I'd never met him before in my life. So anyway, I'd wound up in Washington, and this particular night I'd gone out to get a pizza to have something to eat. And the hostel was full of Europeans, Swedes and Germans. So before I sat down at this table, I asked this young fellow and said, excuse me, do you speak English? And he responded with a yes. So I thought, well, that's positive. So then I asked him where he was from and he said, where do you think? I said, okay, sorry, you're obviously Australian. Then he asked me where I came from. So I said, well, I come from a little town you've probably never heard of. It's near Melbourne. And at this point he said, well, actually, no, I do know that area because I come from Torquay. And I said, oh, well, in that case, I come from Geelong. And so then he asked, so what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm at Deakin University doing a PhD. And then his question was, perhaps you might know my friend Jenny, who works in the SAC.
That's crazy.
It's bizarre. So at this point I said, you're not Alan, are you? And he responded and gone, are you Aidan?
That's great.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know, who would have thought?
How is that possible?
I don't know. Well, synchronicity, I believe.
This is what we think, and
your wife Yogi has a knack with this. Yogi had said to someone, a friend Lily, who is travelling to China, oh, I know that Chris is over there at this time, you might run into him. And then Lily walks into a huge hotel in Shanghai, of which there are hundreds though. It's in the foyer and she's saying to her friend at the time, oh, look, you wouldn't believe this, you know, there's so many people in China. This friend in Geelong said I might run into someone over here. She looks up and the next second she sees me in the foyer.
No way!
So Aidan, you and Yogi must have some of this propinquity gene in you or something like that. You seem to have a knack for this kind of thing.
I don't know how that happens. We must be going on holidays too often.
Yeah, clearly. That is extraordinary, Aidan. Thanks for sharing.
Great story, Aidan. Thanks very much.
No worries. It's a pleasure.
And we need to catch up soon. I'll see you soon.
Yes, I think so. Yes, I saw your brother a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Well, then we better do it.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks for your story, Aidan. Thanks.
No worries. Thanks for that, guys.
See ya.
Wow. Yeah. See, this is the thing. And that, look, technically that could be synchronicity, but there is something about world events and people from Geelong being at them.
Right.
We seem to find that a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all these people. Something happened somewhere in the world. Someone from Geelong was there or going past or going through. Maybe Geelong people do travel a lot. I'm not
that
sure.
That is just amazing.
There's certainly the odds that, you know, like from any country, people can travel and you might run into different people. But by the same token, those stories are quite remarkable.
That is extraordinary.
It's the Catch Up with Daryl and Rox. Chris Mackey, Synchronicity. Chris, book's coming out?
Yes, fortunately it came out internationally yesterday. Positive Psychology of Synchronicity. Thank you.
Wow, so exciting.
Yeah, and I think it'll be available in Geelong at Dimmicks, but it'll be coming out in the US and the UK, and I'll have a website updated, synchronicityunwrapped.com.au, which I put blogs on about synchronicity and some recordings from this show. And in the next couple of days, I'll set up a Positive Psychology of Synchronicity a Facebook page.
Awesome. So keep an eye out for that. We're not going to see you for a month because you're heading off to the UK for the UK launch of your book.
Yes, I thought it'd be great to meet up with the editors who've worked with me on the book. They're fantastic people at Watkins Publishing. So there is a book launch on the 6th of September at Watkins Publishing, at Watkins Bookstore in Central London.
A little bit far
for us to go, but anyway, if you're over that way.
Finally. Yeah, I'll send my son along. He's
fantastic.
There.
Fantastic.
They listen on the internet. So what's the website if people want to find out more, Chris?
So synchronicityunwrapped.com.au.
Beautiful. And we'll catch you in a few weeks when you're back from the UK.
Thanks very much. Look forward to seeing you then.